LGBTQ people are not clearly documented in health reports of infectious diseases like COVID-19. New York State recently changed health forms to better reflect transgender and non-binary people. But as WXXI's Noah Levins reports, public health experts say the change fails to capture the full picture.
When the coronavirus pandemic first spread to Rochester, Penny Sterling wanted to know how she would be counted if she contracted the virus. The data was broken down by male or female. Sterling doesn't fit that mold. She's a transgender woman. In recent months, New York State changed its policy and added a third option on coronavirus test forms, other.
Quite frankly, it's better than nothing, but only nothing is it better than. You know, as someone who's constantly being othered, it's kind of disheartening to see it as an official category.
There are between 1 to 2 million transgender people in the U.S., according to estimates from the CDC and the Williams Institute. That's UCLA's think tank that researches matters on sexual orientation and gender identity. Dr. Asa Radix, who goes by the pronoun they, is with the Callen Lord Community Health Center in New York City, which serves LGBTQ patients. Radix says that when it comes to public health, other doesn't provide enough information for researchers either. They say that collecting data on sexual orientation and gender identity, along with the usual data about race, ethnicity, and age, can help pinpoint possible disparities.
It's awful when we see, you know, people dying or getting impacted by infectious diseases, you know, including COVID, and no one is counting them. I mean, it really does say that you just don't care.
The New York State Department of Health says that they plan to add more options on electronic health forms, one about sex assigned at birth, another about current gender identity. But there is no question about sexual orientation. Dr. Sean Cahill is with the Fenway Institute, a research and education center for LGBTQ healthcare in Boston. He says that without hard data on a person's sexual orientation and gender identity from state health departments and the federal government, health disparities can go under the radar. And that, he says, is public health malpractice.
We have this, you know, public health crisis, the biggest one in our lifetimes, the biggest global pandemic in more than a century. And, you know, we're not collecting data. We're not collecting data in any systematic way to understand how is it affecting this vulnerable population.
Cahill says that the LGBTQ population as a whole is going undocumented in research on the coronavirus pandemic. And for people who are gay, lesbian, bisexual, and queer.
We are almost twice as likely to hold frontline jobs to work in retail, food services, education, and healthcare. We also know that we're more likely to live in urban areas than the general population.
Cahill says that means they are more likely to rely on public transportation and more likely to be exposed to the virus at work. According to a 2015 survey by the National Center for Transgender Equality, trans people are more likely to earn less and be uninsured. Cahill says the same is largely true for the rest of the LGBTQ population. The Human Rights Campaign found that at least 31 transgender or gender nonconforming people have been violently killed in 2020 so far. The majority were Black and Latina trans women. That's higher than any other year since 2013. Sterling says that these issues are very real stressors that affect overall health. The research backs her on that. While she says she cannot speak for all trans people, Sterling feels that a two-step question on gender identity on forms would make a great difference, but it would need to be applied universally for matters beyond the coronavirus.
If there was an actual tracking of transgender people through the system, any system for everything, that it would be, give you a clearer picture of what's happening with us. But there isn't. We're just other.
Noelle Evans, WXXI News.